We are happy to be joined by State Representative Mike McGurl from the city of Potosi. And Mr. McGurl, I guess you got to sit in on your first State of the Judiciary address. Judge Zell Fisher, he gave that address. And what's your thoughts? How did you come away from that address? And what did he have to say?
Well, I think the Chief Justice, he did a very good job on delivering his message. He did state that the state of the judicial was good. And, you know, he just kind of pointed out that, you know, we are all partners in the legislative and executive branches. And, you know, we need to be committed to doing the best job for Missouri that we can. You know, he talked about treatment courts, trying to utilize those to help hopefully resolve some of the cases so that maybe the individuals can make a more productive life, that it doesn't just totally, you know, destroy them, and that they can come out of the treatment programs and be a productive citizen. He also had touched on, they had changed it where attorneys of military spouses that are transferred into Missouri, makes it a little, if they're licensed in another state, makes it a little easier for them to practice in Missouri. He thought this would be a good thing. In addition, you know, they talked about changing some of the rules covering the pretrial releases, because in some cases, you know, on particularly low-level offenses, the individuals can't make bail. Of course, they're incarcerated until their trial, and that just, you know, makes it undue on some of those individuals, because they could possibly lose their jobs or lose the ability to support their families. So he's looking at some reform in that area.
Another item announced this week, and that was a big one. I think the budget office is projecting at least a $500 million budget shortfall. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think the Department of Revenue, they kind of dropped the ball on that one, because they hadn't planned for all the, because this all came about from the federal tax reform that came from the federal level. And consequently, people needed to update their W-4 forms, which the Department of Revenue didn't really catch until towards the end of the year. I believe I found out around in October, November, sometime in that, because of my business, in my practice, we started getting information that it looked like there's going to be a problem with the withholding on individuals. And so consequently, you know, the bad part of this is I'm not on the budget committee, but with the budget committee, you know, they're trying to budget the revenues. And with this shortfall, even though the Department of Revenue has expressed their confidence that, you know, this revenue has people file their income taxes, they will recoup this shortfall.
Once again, we are speaking with Mike McGurl. He is the state representative, his first year from the city of Potosi. And we're talking about the $500 million budget shortfall projected by the budget administration. And Mike, from your understanding, is it all just because of the Department of Revenue mess up?
Yes. What happened is they just didn't catch the error in the state withholding formula that has been basically consistent for 15 years or more, you know, that all this revenue will come back in by April 15th after people file their income taxes. So hopefully it does, because they had projected that, you know, there was going to be a slight increase in revenue for this fiscal year. So hopefully that materializes.
But would you say it's fair for Missourians to pick up the slack on a mistake all in one year? Will some people be able to afford to pay back the taxes that apparently were owed?
Well, I believe the Department of Revenue, and they had talked about if the liability was significant enough that it does cause an undue hardship on the taxpayer, that they should be allowed to pay this without a penalty, you know, without having to pay that late filing penalty. And I'm hoping that that is what happened.
Well, the NCAA yesterday laid down sanctions against good old Mizzou, three of their sports programs, just when it seemed like the college may have started turning the corner again and coming back around from the issues that happened several years ago, which brought enrollment down. What's your thoughts on these sanctions?
I don't agree with them. obviously. And I think it's pretty, the NCAA is really jumping on it, I think, a little too severely there, because if just from what I've heard, Mizzou, you know, they did everything that they were supposed to do to report what had happened there with the tutor. They did what they were supposed to do, and then you still get that severe of a punishment. I don't agree with it. I don't know if there's anything we can do about it, but I know that Mizzou has appealed it, and hopefully that they would rule in Mizzou's favor, but I don't think that's their trend to do that.
Right. Well, I have one more question for you, and this comes from your banking committee, which you are on. I understand the committee is trying to work on a bill that will help senior protections.
Yes, it's to help seniors who may, the bill states that it's for 60 or older. Now, it does cover individuals that are 18 to 59 that are disabled, but it's geared towards 60 or older seniors who have investments, and it's to protect them from having an investment advisor that would try to get them to invest in penny stocks or speculative, real aggressive stocks. What this bill allows, if that individual, say their capacity has decreased some because of various maybe dementia or what the case may be, it would allow the investment advisor to contact, say, a responsible party, whether it's a sibling or other individual who they have listed as part of their, whether it's a trustee or co-trustee of their trust. It would allow these individuals to contact them and make sure that they want to make this investment. You know, it doesn't take any of the rights away from the elderly to make investment decisions on their own. But what it would do is to make sure there's a 10-day grace period in there that they can't make that transaction until they can substantiate that, yes, this is a legitimate transaction that this individual wants to do.
Well, sounds like a great bill, Mike. And Representative McGurl from the 118th District, I appreciate you talking to us today. Is there anything else you'd like to add before I let you go?
The activity in the House should get a little more robust this week, since the Speaker has got a lot of the bills assigned out to the committee, so we should be ready to go.
Very good. It's our legislative report featuring Representative Mike McGurl on Regional Radio.